Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a story, titled, Enough is Enough, Resident Upset About Proposed Ramara Quarry, published July 31. A piece of land zoned for agriculture, just a short distance from Lake Simcoe, is now under consideration for quarrying. This land is close to Brecon and those who have cottages and homes from Concession Road A, Concession Roads 1, 2 and 3, and along Lakeshore Drive. Three neighboring homes are adjacent to the land, and it is less than 3 kilometers from the residents of Brecon. Currently, there are 2 quarry operations along Highway 12 in this immediate area. James Dick on Concession Road A, and Lafarge on Concession Roads 2 and 3. Adding an additional quarry so close to Brecon raises significant environmental and health concerns. Dust, noise, and blasting from quarry operations would directly impact adjacent properties. For those living within a 3-kilometer radius, the daily disturbance would be unbearable. My own home, situated 2 kilometers from the Lafarge quarry, often shakes and rattles. Dust is frequently seen blowing northwest toward the settlement area. It will be much worse for the residents living closer to this hub of quarries. Adding a new quarry will heighten the dust impact. Creating pits or quarries requires the removal of virtually all natural vegetation, topsoil, and subsoil to reach the aggregate underneath. This leads to a loss of existing wildlife and biodiversity as plants and aquatic habitats are destroyed. Adjacent ecosystems are affected by noise, dust, pollution, and contaminated water. Pits and quarries disrupt the existing movement of surface water and groundwater, leading to reduced quantity and quality of drinking water for residents and wildlife near or downstream from a quarry site. The land proposed for extraction is zoned for agriculture and boasts Class 1 soils on parts of the lot. Turning such valuable agricultural land into a quarry is a waste of a crucial resource, especially given that Ontario does not have a shortage of licensed aggregate supply. Numerous underexploited aggregate sites sit dormant across the province. According to the Ontario Aggregate Resources Corporation, the gravel mining industry already has permits to extract 13 times more aggregate annually than we consume. This overabundance makes the establishment of a new quarry not only unnecessary but also economically redundant. The proposed quarry is a mere 3.2 kilometers from Lake Simcoe. This proximity raises concerns for those who own cottages and properties along the lake. Dust generated by the quarry can travel significant distances, potentially settling on lake properties and affecting air quality. Noise pollution from blasting and heavy machinery will disrupt the peace and tranquility that cottage owners seek. Additionally, the risk of groundwater contamination from quarry operations could impact the lake's water quality, endangering the ecosystem and recreational activities such as swimming, boating, and fishing. The economic value of lake properties may also decline due to these adverse effects, impacting property owners and the local economy. Brecon is on the verge of growth and revitalization. The council plans to transform the recently purchased St. Andrew's Hall into an open, public space for all Ramara residents. Businesses along Brecon's main corridor have invested significant time and money to establish themselves, aiming to expand alongside the village's development. A few years ago, Ramara Council was enthusiastic about the village settlement being slated for development, with 2 primary schools, Foley Catholic School and Brecon Public School, within walking distance. However, an additional quarry so close to the village may deter businesses and housing developers, making the area seem less attractive for investment. The proposed quarry near Brecon poses significant risks to our environment, health, and community growth. With ample aggregate supplies already available and many sites underused, the necessity of a new quarry is highly questionable. Our community's vision for a vibrant, expanding Brecon should not be compromised for an unnecessary and disruptive quarry. Let us prioritize our residents' well-being, protect our environment, and ensure sustainable growth for Brecon. Anna Bourgeois, Ramara Township.